Washington Governor Jay Inslee will call lawmakers back into a second special session beginning at 9 a.m. tomorrow. He's also beginning preparations for a government shutdown on July 1st if there's no deal by then. The move comes as the 30th and final day of the first overtime session comes and goes with still no budget deal. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports on the partisan recriminations.
At a news conference, Democrat Inslee blamed the stalemate on the mostly Republican Senate majority for insisting on several controversial policy measures he says are unrelated to the budget.
This should be a debate about education funding. Not workers' compensation, not tax breaks for millionaires, not anti-teacher bills.
This was Senate Republican leader Mark Schessler's response.
We're not interested in spewing D.C.-style rhetoric. We're interested in finding solutions to the state's budget.
The Senate says it wants just three policy bills off an original list of 33. Inslee wants the Senate to drop those measures and compromise on how much revenue to include in the new budget. About the only harmony you'll find left in the state capitol, this boys' choir from Texas performing in the rotunda. Oh yeah, and there's a bipartisan chorus that agrees a budget deal will still happen before a July 1st state government shutdown. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.